Well, welcome. I hope you had a chance to walk around the sculpture park. If you didn't, please come back. It's pretty spectacular. And everyone who has been here already knows that there are free things like this pretty much every weekend of the whole year. It's pretty amazing. Doctor, have we sufficiently grilled the show?
We can eat it now.
Okay, the show is ready. We'll learn more about why this instrument is being heated on a little barbecue later. But I'm going to bring Chachori up here. I'll tell you that you'll see this piece that we're going to hear that Chachori's put together for us, Etenraku 2.0. It's actually a very traditional piece, so you'll have a chance to hear this instrument played in a very, very traditional manner. And we're all going to make pretend we're a gagaku orchestra. We're going to do our best to be, think medieval Japan.
Thank you.
I'm going to cover up the stage move by interviewing Chatterjee. So first of all, tell us what this instrument is, Chatterjee.
This instrument is called the Sho, S-H-O. It has 17 vertical pipes upwards, and you can breathe into the instrument or out of the instrument. And it is said that it came from the Tang Dynasty China around 7th to 8th century to Japan, and it has never changed shape yet.
Unless it is dropped.
Yeah.
Now, tell us why you were grilling the instrument before you were playing it.
So I was grilling the instrument like this. Maybe some of you saw it. Because this is an enclosed instrument, and the inside of the instrument must be warmer than my breath, because if it is colder than my breath, there will be moisture inside, and condensation will occur. And each of the pipe have a reed painted with grated malachite stones, and when the malachite stones are moistured, there will be water droplets on each of the reed, and it will not vibrate, thus not making sound.
Thank you. So should any of you wish to coat yourself with malachite stone, be sure that you're in a room that is warmer than other rooms. Thank you. Please, no marshmallow roasting on the show oven. He doesn't like it. Are we ready? Excellent. Okay, I'll get out of the way.
Thank you.
piece, I'll tell you that the previously untitled piece coming up next actually does now have a title, and I'm happy to tell you what it is. It is Chiniwami, and Cara, maybe I could have you just from up there tell us, is that French?
It's not French.
Let's wait till we hear you.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay, can you
hear me?
There we go. There. It's not French, it's from a South African language called isiXhosa, which you get around Cape Town and the southern part of South Africa, which is one of our 11 official languages. So it's a song in that language.
Sapum fazungena komunje.
just a second, because I think the audience may think you were a bit peckish nibbling on that instrument, but perhaps you could tell us what was going on there.
Pavel.
Thank you. So this is a mouth bow. It's a musical bow that you enhance using the cavity of your mouth. You highlight certain overtones while you're playing with this. You highlight the resonance with using your mouth. You may have seen an instrument called berimbau from Brazil, which uses the calabash. So it's basically the same premise, but just using your mouth instead of a gourd. And this one, particular one is called mchube, which is onomatopoeic, comes from the scrapey sound that it makes. And it's also a Xhosa instrument, same as the song, and comes from the southern part of South Africa.
Thank you.
probably wondering what this giant thing is here. So tell us what this is, people.
This is, I'm sure most of you are familiar with a clarinet. This is just a bass clarinet. So it's actually just over an octave lower than the regular clarinet, which I'll be playing later in the concert.
So you probably can't start that at a very young age. You probably need to be a certain height.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there was someone at my primary school who played one, but it was the instrument nobody wanted to play because it was kind of like in the storeroom and it always smelt and it didn't work properly and it sounded terrible. But then I got into it when I started uni, and it's actually an amazing instrument, and I thought that I'd never be able to justify buying one, but now I play it all the time.
Do you think that... See how I'm covering... See how nicely I'm covering up the stage movement? Do you think that... leprechauns play regular clarinets and call them bass clarinets?
I think leprechauns definitely play the E-flat clarinet, which is
the
tiny
one. The teeny tiny one, yeah, but they probably just call it clarinet.
Yeah.
Like, I think people in France just call French fries fries.
I don't know what the word is.
Frites. Freedom. They probably call them freedom potatoes. Yeah. Thank you. I think we're almost ready. So, as you see, a variety of things are being put on a little table. We took the musicians as a special field trip to the Isle of Values at the ShopRite.
Oh.
Yeah, and you see the results. And I think are we almost ready? We'll be playing both the Kling Peaches. No, I'm kidding. I know what's going on. I'm just waiting for the score to appear. Yes, Chatori will be rejoining us. He has to roast his show. It is sometimes a showstopper. Anyone? Hello? Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. where I was supposed to interview Chatori about his instrument, but I did that already. So we'll do it again in Japanese. Chatori-san. Nannen kara shou wo benkyou shimashita ka?
Osai no toki kara shou wo benkyou shimashita.
Okay, you all got that, right? Okay, thank you. I think, well, I'll identify some of the instruments you'll be hearing. There are the cling peaches, the giant tomato puree, oh yes, the Midori bottle. I don't know what that is. The dollhouse wok.
Yeah.
The dollhouse wok. Oh, we have other tiny pots and pans.
Tiny tambourine.
The tiny tambourine. The miniature colander, which is very rare. Very, very rare. Yeah.
It's a steamer.
Oh, it's a steamer. Excuse me. But you know, you can use it to strain things as well. Now you know. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, because I could go on all day. Okay.
Da 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 da
So I realize I've been remiss in telling you really what the whole point of this concert is. You know, we bring these musicians together. We go out of our way to miscurate a group of musicians from around the globe who have as little in common as possible, and we lock them in a room for 2.5 weeks and see what happens. And the point of today is really to give you a little taste of kind of what it's like if you're really here. We are not product-driven. In fact, they will tell you, I refuse to even answer questions about how much time they had for the concert until a couple of days ago. So this was put together just in a couple of days, just bits of things people have been doing. You've heard a mix of pieces that are composed and pieces that are improvised from groups that have been meeting in various ways. The point is to allow people to collaborate and experience one another, and actually, they're all professionals, but to have a safe space to fail at things they don't do and try new stuff. You've heard people and you'll hear more singing in languages that are not their own, and learning traditional pieces of music from countries that are not their own, and etc. What you just heard is pretty much what dinner's like. Yeah. So now you know, that's what dinner's like. And I think we're just about ready. We have our library quartet. Brittany, why on earth are you called the library quartet?
Well, imagine. There's a great little library up at the house, and one day after dinner, the four of us just decided to improvise in the library, and it was very fun, and so we kept doing it.
And I understand that they plan to come back here as the library returns. That's right. course, quartets just like this can be found in any library in South Korea.
And something that was
not mentioned in the program, that the piece that we performed is a standard called Smoke Gets in Your Eyes by Jerome Kern.
Casey didn't recognize it. I think we're waiting for a lot of musicians, right? Where are they? Surely they'll arrive soon. Andy, there he is. Yeah. So I'm going to ask Andy to tell us a little bit about what we're about to hear.
Great. Hello, my name is Andy Theeroff. Thank you, first of all, to all of you for coming out tonight. It's awesome to have an audience, especially for new music. We don't always get a large crowd, but this is wonderful. And also thank you to Jeffrey and all of the musicians for playing this piece. So a little bit about what's going to happen. So during this 18-day residency, we got to do a lot of fun things. We got to do some bird watching, we got to do some yoga, and one of the really fun things, we got to do a field trip out to Wave Farm. So if you've heard of Wave Farm, you know that it's kind of like this, that it's kind of a park that you can walk through, and they have transmission arts, not to be confused with motorcycle repair. It's actually radio art. I know, sorry. But anyway, so they've got these structures, and they kind of have these installations that have to do with radio art, and they transmit things. So the resident artist at the time, Meredith Cooey, led us on a walk, and we kind of went through the premises, and what we did, we had these little books. And in these books, we had a colored pencil, and we kind of drew our way through this park. And we kind of, you know, just let our hands go where they will, wherever the path might take our hands. We kind of saw various things and sketched those things. And so what this piece is we're going to use those sketches as a graphic score. So it's basically kind of a guided improvisation, but they all have their own personal journeys that they took, and now we're going to translate those into music here. So, is everyone ready? Perfect. All right, here we go. Thank you.
To attempt to drag the mic over to our besheeted stage so that we can ask Minjo about what this very unusual instrument she's playing.
Hello. My instrument is a Korean traditional instrument called Adeng.
Pa-da-dum-da, pa-da-dum-da.
Pretend you are at a planetarium. The score we will be playing is being projected back there on the ceiling. We have never seen this score exactly as we will be reading it. It's a kind of an animation. We've been given instructions by Ben. There are shapes and numbers and colors, and we're going to do our very best, so be kind. And we'll be watching up there, so you can look at us or you can look up there. You can look at both.
Thank you.
So now make pretend you'll leave the planetarium and imagine you're sitting on a porch.
That's right.
Yeah, here we go.
Thank you.
Because, you know, in Berlin, it's absolutely forbidden to play notes that high on a saxophone. No, seriously, this is the kind of saxophone duet that one can hear on porches throughout Canada and Berlin. Yes, the country of Berlin and the country of Canada. While everyone is setting up, I'll say that I do want to apologize because we actually were all supposed to have these fabulous jumpsuits, but only one was ready this morning. So, my apologies. One more number to leave you humming, and I'm going to come back and say just one final thing before we bid you fondue.
Alternando confeti, tabaco y vino, evocan emoción, resuena en su latido al golpe de mis pies, y río con la tierra, y río con el mar.
Thank you.
So I'd like to ask just all the musicians to come back, and I'll leave you with a couple thoughts. So first of all, do come back if you can, September 17th. I hope I have the date right. September 17th, Lighting Tonight, is our really super fun fundraiser. If you can make it for that, you'll have a great time. It's full of all sorts of art experiences in this gigantic red barn we have just a block down the street, and it's quite a night, so please join us for that. And I do want to say, finally, that that was the last piece on this concert. However, the reason that we bring all these musicians together is not to put on a concert. It's nice for you guys, and it's fun for us. But the real point is to initiate international cultural exchange and collaborations that I guarantee you will go on for many, many years. So this was the end of the concert, but in fact, this is just the beginning. Thanks so much.